Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get
real.
Time to get real. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. And thank you so much for being part of the audience. I really want to slow it down, take a deep breath, and just really just be grateful. I have so many people that listen to the show from time to time and archive listen, live listen. So I just want to say I really appreciate you listening. The reason why I do this show is not for you, is not for my audience. The reason why I do this this reality spirituality is just to talk about what I've been learning as the world's only happiness specialist. What the heck does that mean? I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and that means that in every moment of my waking day, I'm making decisions I'm making conscious decisions that are going to either add to my happiness or subtract from my happiness. My behavior, my thoughts, my perspective, I'm either adding or I'm subtracting at any given time. And what I've talked about before, for new listeners, what I've talked about before is that this life, this once you get to a point where you're really looking and seeking for answers and you want something other than, there's got to be something else. You know, there's got to be more to life than this. And that happened to me after you know, getting married was just going to be it. Finding Mr. Wonderful, finding Mr. Right was going to be it. Living in the house that I've, you know, my dream house was going to be it. Traveling all over the world was going to be it. Writing a book was going to be it. No. My dear audience, it's never about an end result. It's never about the accomplishment. Because quite frankly, you know what, my son told me that I say quite frankly a lot, so I'm going to start being very mindful of that. And that's one of the things. It's just being conscious of everything, being conscious of the words that you use, being conscious of the energy, being aware of the energy that you're putting out, of the energy that you are contributing, being aware of what you are contributing to this planet. You know, you don't have to make a change. You don't have to go outside of your house to change the world. You just have to change yourself. You just have to do something different. Be bigger. Be more of what you were yesterday. How does that happen? What are you talking about, Rebecca Lynn Norrington? Happiness. What do you mean be more of what you were yesterday? I like to use myself as an example because I'm the work that's always in progress, always. And this week is no different. Every day it's some kind of challenge. Every day it's some kind of opportunity. Opportunity to grow, opportunity to be more than who I was yesterday. And let me tell you, have you ever sent a text to somebody that was not supposed to get that. I mean, have you ever sent a text and you sent it to the wrong person? And you send it to the wrong person and they were not supposed to get the text, correct? Because whatever you sent was meant for them. Well, that happened to me this week. What happened was, listen, full disclosure here, happiness specialist always is full disclosure. And if Nathan, if my son Nathan is listening, what's up, Nathan? And if it's not, that's okay too. But Nathan came to visit, so he hung out with me a couple of days, and who knows where he is today. I think he's on his way to visit my mother, but that doesn't even matter. This is what happened. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you because there's nothing that I'm going to say about anybody that I would not say to their face. One thing you know, if you are in my circle or you know me, trust that I'm not going to say anything about you unless it's great, unless it's good, all good stuff. I'm not going to. Now, if you knew me 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, that just wasn't the case. I'd always find something to criticize someone about. And honestly, my son, my only number one son, was visiting, and I sent a text that was not, that he was not supposed to see. And why was he not supposed to see it? One of my biggest challenges is, it's going to sound so crazy. One of my biggest challenges is, let's see, how do I say this? One of my many challenges is, hold on just a second. Hold on, my dear audience. We're going to have to go to a quick commercial. Hold on just a second. Give me 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Okay. Technical difficulties. Okay, back to the story. This is what happened. I sent a text, and the text was about my son, but it wasn't to him. And what happened was he was at the house, and I was not at the house, and so he did not have a key to the house, and he was going to be leaving. So he was basically sending me a text and asking me, how did I want the doors locked? Or how did I want, you know, the doors to be locked? Now, this kid has been living in this house off and on since almost 10 years, off and on. So to me, this is in my head, to me, I'm thinking, why was he asking me this question? Why is he asking me, and if you listen to the show, you know that one of my things is people asking me stupid questions. And why is he asking me this, and I'm putting air quotes, this stupid question? And it's not like he's a stranger. He's lived in this house for 10 years up, off and on. And I'm asking myself, why is he asking a stupid question? But I'm not going to say it right to his face. Why are you asking me this stupid question? Because I wasn't there. I mean, I wasn't in his presence. However, that text that I sent that said, why is he asking me stupid questions? That's the text I sent. Why is he asking me stupid questions? And I know I'm going on and on. But guess what? The text that I was going to send to someone else, why is he asking stupid questions, was sent to Nathan, was sent to my son. So now there's an elephant in the room. Now, I can't believe this. Hold on, more technical. Hold on a second, audience. Hold on a second, audience.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Audience, do you hear a ringing? Do you hear a ringing? Well, if you hear it, know that it's not on this end. Okay, back to the story. This is the bottom line. And the question, the topic of today's show is, where do you spend most of your time? Where do you spend your time? And the answer is going to determine whether you are subtracting or adding to your happiness on a moment by moment basis. Now back to the text story. Now I already sent the text. It was already done. It was already sent. My son is going to react to it or not react to it the way that he chooses. The question, where do you spend most of your time when something happens that maybe you would have preferred not to have said or you preferred not to have happened? Where do you spend most of your time during the day? Do you spend your time thinking about tomorrow? Do you spend your time thinking about the future? Do you spend a lot of time writing down goals? However you answer that, unless it's the majority of the time is spent in the present moment, when I say the majority of your time is spent in the present moment, because I realize that there are times where you do have to bring up the past or reference the past, and there are also times when you have to reference or bring up the future. You know, when you're making reservations for a trip, for instance. However, during my regular day. The present moment is the only moment that is going to give you and bring you, where you are going to find the peace that you're looking for, that centeredness that you're looking for, that contentment that you're looking for, that place of balance that you're looking for, longing for, searching for, that feel-good place. Now, some people can actually go back and think about a moment like that they've experienced, and it just felt so good to them, and they can feel that great feeling. Again, that moment of peace, that moment of contentment, happiness in that moment. They can go back into the past and feel that again, like it was real. And then there's also people that can go back and feel and hello, audience. I'm back. You know, I don't know why we're having a lot of technical difficulties today, but I'm back. Woo-wee! Okay, so let's see. Where was I back in? Let's connect to the studio like this. Okay, hold on a second. Trying to get all the buttons going. In California here, where I'm in California, we're having this huge, huge rainstorms, but it's just a lot of electricity in the air, and where I ended. I don't know what you heard or what I ended with, but let me just finish this last thought I was talking about. What do you start? In other words, when you meet somebody for the first time, what do they learn about you? What do they learn about you? And what do you think is so important? So you meet a new person and you talk about, well, who are you? You know, is all, what do you do? Hello, hi, what's your name and what do you do? So what do you lead with? I met three people last week that actually led with stories. One person led with a story that was that happened when they were a child. Another person led with a story that happened, let's see, she said 7 years ago. 7 years ago. The last person, he led with a story, it was 2 years. So I'm saying all this to say that being conscious of what you're talking about and which moment you are in will determine your level, you know, will determine, hold on a second, what am I trying to say? In other words, if you're living in the past or if you're living in the future, you're actually subtracting from your happiness. And one of the things that I get all the time with, that I get countered with, is people that like to plan and people that like to have goals and people that like to, you know, 5-year plan, 5-month plan, 6-month plan. My own only son, he's talking about a 5-year plan. I don't say anything because for me, quite frankly, what if my 5-year plan doesn't match the universe's 5-year plan? So I've given up planning. I've already talked to my audience about it. I've already given up planning. So I don't plan anything. What I do is if I'm inspired to do something, if I'm inspired to write, even if I'm inspired to do this radio show, if I'm inspired to do it, that's what I'm doing. So there are no plans. I've given up planning. And so when I ask you that question is where do you spend most of your time? It is really about where do you spend most of your time. It's really about being aware of how much are you robbing yourself of your present moment. Now, one of the reasons why I could give up goals and agendas and planning is based on my past. Is based on all of the evidence that I can point to. How many fingers do I have? I can point to, with all 10 fingers, I can point to that things are still happening. When I say things are still happening, is I'm still progressing. Progressing meaning as a person, growing. So, This is really what I want to say. My agenda, my goals, my plans, this is all of them, is to be more conscious, is to be more open, is to trust more, is to allow the universe to work its magic, is to accept. Those are my goals, those are my agendas, those are things that I say that I desire to be even more conscious than I was yesterday, to be even more open to the plans of the universe. So when I ask that question, it's a question that only you can answer. And if for whatever reason, and I have a few people in the queue, I'm going to get to my people in the queue in a minute, and if for whatever reason you start practicing, because I've said it a million times, when you start practicing different behaviors, when you start practicing different things, then different results are going to happen. You will get different results. But what I find is people like to talk and people like to discuss. Let me give you a perfect example of this, and this is just one of my students from years and years, And she's very, very fearful. And it's nothing that she wouldn't say out loud. And when I say fearful, I mean fearful, fearful of what's going to happen to her in the future, what's going to happen to this country in the future, what's going to happen to the people that she loves in the future. And to the point where she's very active with the neighborhood watch, she's very active and just very, very cautious. Now, my suggestion, I've asked, you know, because you know me, I'm all about getting results, and let's do something here. And my suggestion to her was, well, when you're at home, why don't you listen to nice, peaceful music? You know, classical music, music that is going to just, you can start taking deep breaths and relax. I mean, I thought that was a great suggestion, right? Listen to relaxing music. And I said, put on the headphones. Because one of her complaints was that she hears things at night. She hears things, okay? I said, well, listen to some nice music and try to calm yourself down just listening to the music. And her comment to me was, I can't put on headphones because now I'm going to wonder, because if I can't hear anything and somebody is trying to break in or something that I do need to hear, like sirens or the fire department saying, get out of your house is on fire, I won't be able to hear it. And I'm laughing because you have to be, you don't have to be honest with anybody else in this world, but you definitely have to be honest with yourself. And the truth is, if anybody really wants to eliminate, I always talk about, you know, the buttons that you are get pushed, anything that you really want to eliminate, you want to eliminate any of your buttons, whether your buttons are fear, whether your buttons is people being slow, whether any of your buttons, things that people can do to push your buttons, well, you know they're your buttons and your responsibility. So when you really want to do something different, you can practice eliminating every single one of your buttons that you have. You can. And so my suggestion to her was listen to some quiet music and no. So the truth is, the fear has become a part of her identity. And it's very difficult when things have become a part of your identity. Let me use myself for an example. Controlling, trying to control other people, being critical of other people was a part of who I was. It was my identity. I actually was that person. I was a person who was very controlling, a person who always knew what was best. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Knew what was best for other people. Oh, yes, I did. I always knew what was best for someone else. But the point is this. Unless you get to a point where you can look in the mirror and you say, I want this to be different. I want this to be different. I want my life to feel different. And when you get to a point where you want your life to feel different, then that's when you are going to do different. Some people just like to talk, which is nothing wrong with it. But the practice is going to bring about the change. Your practice is going to bring about something different. Let me go to technical difficulties. Area code 415, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Jessica. Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
You know, I don't know. I've been kicked off this radio station a couple times now. So if I lose you, then that's what's going on. A lot of energy today.
Right. Well, You know what? That's sort of comforting because I've been feeling a lot of energy myself today and this whole weekend, and I've just been sort of laying around all weekend, and you know, I just have been trying to be sort of non-judgmental of myself and be like, it's okay. You're allowed to lay around, but I spend a lot of my time laying around.
Okay, so you know what? And this is because I remember, and this is it. You ready for this?
Sure.
I don't know if I've shared if you heard my story. Did you hear my story when I talked about my own life, about feeling bad about myself when I didn't do anything?
You have shared that with me, but I wanted to share this realization that I had because
mm-hmm.
I feel it's time for me to change. This is about like a new identity thing because for the last like many years I've spent, because your title is like, what do you spend your time doing, or what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're talking
mm-hmm.
about the past and this and that, but I read it as like I spend most of my time doing self-growth and listening to audios and videos. And I feel like it's time for me to step away from that and not spend like almost all my time doing that. Because I want to have a different life experience. So that sort of, I say that as far as like being proud that, okay, you want to experience something new. But I also feel a little bit uncertain because I don't really know what else I would do with my time. So any guidance as far as like, and I apologize because I'm in the middle of cooking. So if you hear some frying.
No. I can feel it. I can feel it. Don't worry about it. I'm a multitasker too. I get it. Okay, go ahead.
I wasn't planning on it, but I happen to be hungry. So I started while you were talking.
Now, this is the thing. Go ahead. No, this is the thing. So now you just gave the example of yourself. See, you said that you weren't planning on fixing something to eat, but you got hungry, and so you were inspired to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with this life. When you say you spend all your time doing spiritual work or listening to spiritual tapes, right? That's what you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what have you done differently since you've done all that listening? What are you incorporating into your life different? Now I'm not talking about what are you doing for your career or how to make money. I'm talking about, okay, you've listened to all these personal growth. How have you grown as a person in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, tremendously. But what I'm I don't really want to get into the specifics of it, but I mean, I'm a hardcore, like I listen and then I apply and things shift, and it's sort of like an addiction, I realize, but I don't feel like going to that old pattern anymore, you know, because I'll like lay around and then I go to my old sort of go-to, which is my go-to is like, okay, I'll listen to an audio. So I just feel like it's sort of, and it's a new identity. It's sort of like, again, empty space that it's like, well, no, what other option do you want to do? And I sort of can't, it was a little bit scary. I had that, like, I think during the week I was like, well, why don't you do something else? And I didn't feel inspired to do anything different. So I just sort of sat there.
Well, I love the laugh. Isn't it funny to laugh at us during our little spiritual stuff? So now when you said something about I don't want to get specific, I'm thinking to myself when I said specifically grow, I'm thinking about I trust a lot more than I did last week, or in other words, you kind of threw me there not wanting to get specific because my first thought was, well, then you're not doing exactly, you're not growing. I mean, when my first thought was, if you can't give me an example, and you know me, you know where I'm coming from. If you can't give me an example of how you are different, specifically how you are different, then I got to challenge the growth.
Well, but you have to realize that, I mean, I have, it's a matter of not wanting to share it, you know, because again, that's,
So, for
me, that's more of like the same, you know, the same conversation for me. Oh, this is what I learned. This is the new. I mean, again, that's another sort of addiction, I feel like. And so I share it plenty, but I don't really want to. I just want to like, I want to say, okay, you know what? Hey, I want to go out and make friends, and I want to go out and live my life, you know, because a lot of like one of the things I sort of start up with myself is that like I do so much internal work that like where's the external stuff, you know, like as far as like I'm not really, I don't feel like I'm really enjoying my life to the fullest, you know, that's sort of like one of those shoulds that we have, the pressure.
Okay, let me say what I'm feeling. Let me say what I'm feeling from you. Let me just say what I'm feeling. Just, you know, one of the things that was so difficult for me, it was one of the most difficult things to do was to give up control. And that's to give up control of my life. And not only give up control of my life, but give up criticizing self. Okay. Not only do I give up control of my life, but I give up control. Criticizing self. Period. Everything I do. Jessica, if I sat here, listen, I like watch a lot of football. If I sat here and did and just ate football and just watched football all day or whatever, I don't feel bad about anything I do. Addictive pattern. Okay, and what's wrong with that? See, there's no acceptance of anything. There's no acceptance about whatever you're doing. And it's okay. So now we're getting all the way down. And the least common is there's no satisfaction. There's no satisfaction. So you're either dissatisfied in any moment or satisfied. That's basically it. And quite frankly, I refuse to be dissatisfied with anything anymore. So what do I have to practice? I have to practice being satisfied in every moment, including the moments where I feel like, okay, now I'm addictive, or including the moments where I'm watching 500 football games, including all the moments that all of my thoughts are trying to make me feel bad. Because let me say this, the ego, there's two entities living here. There's two entities living inside of us. There's the ego, the one that always tells us the should, what we should be doing, what it should look like. I don't know if you listened to the show. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, but I finally told the universe, I said, hey, universe, where the hell is my abundance? Where the hell is my stuff? What's going on?
Right.
And the universe, oh, listen, I'm out there. And the universe said, well, what you're doing is you're relying on your eyes. Your eyes are deceiving you. Stop looking with your eyes. You already have everything. Your eyes are deceiving you. And let me tell you something Go ahead.
I want to jump in there.
Please.
So I understand all that, and I work on that. Like, that's been something that I've been doing this week as well.
But?
And like, just, no, it's an end. It's a process of, like, just accept this, you know, and I don't, you know, don't criticize yourself. I mean, not said like that, because even that is sort of judgmental.
Mm-hmm,
but, like,
mm-hmm.
So, yes, that is one of the things that I am releasing. And with that said, it's also like the desire to want to bring in new experiences. And, you know, when we want to like shift our life from like, hey, I go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning and then every afternoon I go to the pizza shop. And it's like, well, I don't want to do that pattern anymore. So I don't want to spend all of my days constantly focusing on growth and. But then with that said, even though the desire is there, so I guess I'm sort of just seeking some assistance of like, how do I make that shift? Because I don't think the idea is like to just go cold turkey, because that's sort of like a harsh way of like, no, you can't listen to any self-growth anymore. But to sort of be in that empty space of like, okay, if I wasn't by my computer all day long and listening to one audio after the next, because that's that desire to like get more and more. And like, that's again, the like, well, why are you constantly trying to improve? Or why are you trying to constantly gain more information? But it's also like, hey, I want to welcome in friendships. I want to socialize. Like, these are things that I want to welcome back into my life. So it's, I keep getting pulled back into like, I'm just going to like lay around, and then I'm tired because I'm processing so much.
But you've never been satisfied. You've never got to
satisfied with what? Self-growth? I used to love
everything. Where you are yesterday, where you are today, you're not satisfied. You're always wanting something other than what is. You're always looking for and I'm only yelling because I'm feeling it. You're looking for something other than what's happening. See, what is happening right now, if it's happening, if you are in this place, you are supposed to be in this place. If you are not, in other words, what's happening is supposed to be happening, and if it's not happening, it's not supposed to be, or it's not time for it to happen. It's really very simple.
And I was having that conversation with myself a little bit earlier today, but so I was saying, okay, so then obviously I'm supposed to be in this place that I'm sort of
Jessica, mm-hmm. You're supposed to be in this place, but you have not gotten to this place with any amount of satisfaction energy. You're in this place and you're doing it to get something else with the agenda. I don't know. It just feels like there's no satisfaction here. In other words, if the universe told me right now, and I've said it before, Rebecca, I've already influenced at least one person in my life. I already know that. I mean, it might be one, it might be two. And I don't really care if it's one or two, if maybe zero. But I know I've influenced one person in my life. I know I have. And so the universe asked me, what if that's it, Rebecca? Are you going to be okay if that's it? And the answer, Jessica, always has to be yes. It is okay. Universe, if this is all there is, in other words, you know, I'm living it out, then are you okay? See, you're trying to force something. Hmm?
Yeah, hello? I understand that. Hello?
Yeah, you're trying to make something happen as opposed to allowing things to happen in time. See, you're at this place where
I agree with that, but I also want to chime in here because I think the obvious thing to say, because I have a conversation with myself too, you know, or like with spirit. Hey, if this is what your life is, this has been going on for a couple months. If this is what your life is, I'm feeling really emotional too. I'm going to cry. So that's good. But like, if this is what your life is, that you sit at home every day and you study and you develop your soul, and if that's your life and you pretty much like live like a hermit, is that okay with you? And the answer is sometimes it's like, well, I guess it has to be okay. Other times it's like, no, like that fucking sucks. Like that, I know that's not what I get.
And hold on a second. And the only reason why it sucks, you know, the only reason why you say it sucks, you ready? It's because you were taught, because you were taught that living like a hermit sucks. That's what you were taught.
And I understand that. I totally get that.
No. You're buying into a program. You're buying into a program. and you're believing the program. You're believing the programming. And let me tell you, I met someone this year, actually it was last year, at the Portland airport. I never met anybody like this before. And actually, there were a few of us. And we're, you know, the planes were delayed, so all of us were crammed in an airport. And this gentleman, he sat next to me, and I got another guy sitting next to me. And, you know, I'm already interested anyway. He lives in Alaska. He was going to Burning Man, okay? He lives in Alaska in a cabin that he built himself. He has no electricity. He's over an hour away from any store. I think he said 2 hours. And he's in heaven. And let me say this, Jessica. The distraction is you don't want to hear this right now.
No, I know this conversation. I'm not fighting you on it. I know the conversation. I have it plenty of times with myself.
But so answer my question, yes or no. But you've done all of this, but you've never been satisfied through it all. Yes or no?
Well, I'm working on accepting that.
No. You have to do it the way I say it. Either you're satisfied
you're
or you're
control?
Not. Yet.
No, I'm not. I'm not satisfied. No.
Okay.
That's the journey right now.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Please stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the universe wants. You to sit in all of this aloneness or wherever it is and to be satisfied because you're not satisfied with the plan. You're not.
Right.
The only reason why you're not satisfied is because you're buying into the programming. You're actually believing and buying into the programming. You're buying into this man's world. Everybody is so different. So different. One of the things that my son wrestles with is because he's a real loner type. And I'm not saying that you're a loner or not, but he wrestles with, Mom, I don't have to see people. I don't have to see
That's
them.
That's how I am too. That's exactly how I am too.
And so, I say there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Stop thinking there's something wrong with that, people. Because when it's time, the universe will put you out there. When it's time, what good are you going to do right now with anybody out there? You're going to find, listen, you got to feel me. The only reason why I can be of any assistance to anyone else is because of the work that I've done on myself. It's the only reason why. I've been talking this crap for 25, 30 years. But I haven't been practicing that long.
Well, let me ask you one thing, because I get your message. I'm understanding it, and I'm understanding it. So
I'm not going to do any hypotheticals. I'm going to do number one-on-one. What do you need help with?
No,
what do you need help with?
No, that's not a hypothetical.
Okay.
You jumped to so many conclusions. So, like, the thing is that if I have the desire, if I have this desire to go out and socialize, that's not – so if somebody is just – or if someone's just continuing the pattern of, like, keep on – I don't know. I guess the sort of like the to-do, the action step is like, okay, get comfortable, like process through the uncomfortable feelings that you have now. But also that pressure that I feel that I sincerely do want to go out and socialize and start having friendships and activities to do. But when I feel the whole thing of like, I have no idea even what I want to go do or what would be fun for me, what am I supposed to do then? Just sit in that uncomfortableness also, rather than, I guess that's the answer, rather than go into another self-help kind of escapism? I think it's just sitting with the emotions a lot, I guess.
You know,
otherwise,
you know,
the obvious answer would be like, hey, if you want to go socialize, then go out and go socialize. And it's like, well, I'm too tired. Like, I'm tired and I just don't feel like getting dressed. And I don't feel like even interacting with people. Like, all these sort of excuses. It just feels like I go around and it's just a hamster wheel. And it's like, well, you need to get off it then.
You're struggling with you're the reason why you're feeling so stuck is because you're struggling with and you're fighting against the universal plan. You're fighting with your destiny right now. You're fighting with what the universe is designed for you, and you're struggling with it, and you don't like it. You don't like the way it looks. You don't like the way it's set up. You don't like it. You're buying into what you think you should be doing, what you think you should be doing. And I'm here to tell you that, I'm saying this only because of experience, only experience, with myself, not with anyone else, but it got to a point where I had to be satisfied with everything, Jessica. I mean everything. Money, age, weight, where I live, where I'm living, people in my life. I have one person, a friend. I don't want any friends. You know why? Because nobody is going to take responsibility for what they're doing in their lives.
Am I supposed to indulge and then do more spiritual growth? I don't think that's what you're suggesting, but it's like,
I'm not suggesting, because quite frankly, you're not practicing trusting. You're not practicing letting go. What you're practicing is being dissatisfied with where you are. That's your real practice, being dissatisfied with where you are.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's what you've been practicing. And that's why you're...
Well, now it's the acceptance of where I am.
But where's the satisfaction? See, there's an acceptance with a... Okay, I accept it, universe, but I sure don't like it. See, and there's a different vibe. They want you to, they're not struggling because they know. See, it takes everybody has their, okay, now you have my attention, universe. Now you have my attention. Everybody's got their now you have my attention, universe button. And for me, nothing really had to happen. It was just life happening to me. Okay, now that didn't happen the way I'm. Now you got my attention, universe. Now what do you really want me to do? What do you want? I'm open. What questions do you ask the universe? How do I trust more? How do I accept more? How do I get to that state of feeling satisfied with all of this, universe? How do I get that? What about those questions?
Well, that's going to have to be, that last one is going to have to be the question for
There you go.
Now, because
those are the questions. Those are the questions.
Okay.
And anybody can walk it. I mean, people actually get distracted. You talk about distractions and addictions. There's a distraction and addiction to this spiritual listening, this following spiritual things. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's their destiny. It's the way they're living it. I'm not looking at anybody that goes to 25 of Tony Robbins' seminars every year, follows Tony Robbins. That's their destiny. And it's really about how satisfied do you feel. It's about the journey. And you're looking and you're thinking that something needs to be different. I don't like the way it is. I don't like it like this. Something needs to be different. And that's the dissatisfaction that you're feeling, wanting something different than reality.
Right. And the thing is that it's been going on for a long time, and I go through different phases. I understand now what I see the bigger picture. So thank you for that, because I've gone through phases that I've been happy about it. I've been acceptance of it. I've just sort of given up and surrendered. And then as it goes on, and I go through these phases, you know, like I'm in a new home now. A lot of things have changed in my life as far as like a lot of internal stuff has changed. And it's, again, that expectation of like, okay, now, and where is all this other stuff too?
Okay,
and
it's still
back in the same routine of studying at home, in bed, on the couch, watching movies, laying around, sleeping. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, this is how you're living your life? Like, you're getting old. You know, it's all this like self-hatred. And I'm like, well, stop. You know, like, that's what I've been like, stop judging.
Let me just say this, and then I'm going to end the show. Let me just say this, because my son, I told you my son's visiting, and so he's going through, he's, what is he, 30, 31, he's going through all of his stuff, and listen, I'm his mother, and I'm like, trust the universe, and he said, Mom, I'm tired, what did he tell me last week? He says, Mom, I'm tired of not doing anything and trusting the universe. That's what he told me. I said, okay, fine, do what you got to do, do it your way. And so now he says a 5-year plan, and he says, I'm going to know if I'm going to nose to the grindstone, do go, all systems on go. I'm like, have at it. Yeah, but see, and the reason why, though, is the same for you. There's no sense of satisfaction with the moment, with the present moment. And I'll tell you, which I did not tell him because he's heard it a million times, is if you're dissatisfied here in this moment, whatever you think that you want to happen, if that happens, you're still going to be dissatisfied then. It's working on your on your sense of satisfaction and trusting. And when you trust, it's going to be easy to be satisfied, and it's going to be satisfied with nothing. See, doing nothing is a discipline, but we've been taught to think that doing nothing is, there's something wrong with it. But doing nothing and being satisfied,
right.
What? That's when you're universal. So either you're human or you're not. I'm not human. I don't want to be human. But it's really about that sense of satisfaction. Very simple. Are you satisfied with what the universe is showing you or not? And from what I'm hearing, you're saying, no. Oh, I'm satisfied for a moment until it gets up where my, and let me say this, that ego, what wants more than anything else is for you to feel bad about yourself for as long as possible, for as many times as possible. That's all the ego wants. And we're letting it, are we letting it win? Because I'm sorry, I don't feel bad about anything I do, Jessica, anymore. Whatever I say, whatever I do, send the wrong text, I don't feel bad about one thing I do. You know why? Because I spent most of my life feeling bad about me. I did it already. Aren't you tired of feeling bad about what you did and what you didn't do? Aren't you tired of that?
Well, that's what I started releasing this week. But now it's taking it to another level of, like, let me just be satisfied, you know?
Ask the universe, how can I feel that energy of satisfaction all the time? That's what you want. I mean, because really, isn't that the key? Isn't that the ultimate? To be on your deathbed and have a sense of satisfaction. Period.
Right.
Not about what you did, what you accomplished. It's this feeling of satisfaction. And I'll tell you right now, one of my tapes. I let my son listen to a tape that I had over 30 years ago. I didn't even realize I still had it. I listened to myself. I'm not even that same person. I didn't even recognize my own voice. It's not even me. And I'm not even going to be the same person I am in another month.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me. It's huge. You know why? Because I've always got something to do. Even if I'm only in the house, I always have something to do. That's why I asked you specifically, monitor your growth specifically. Do you trust
more?
All
right, well, I'll ship you my notepads. I have like loads and loads of notepads where I clock all that.
Well, the notepads aren't doing you any good because you're not trusting
yes,
and you're not
are.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think that's fair for you to say something like that because they are, and I've made a lot of great paths.
Well, listen, I'm saying it not in that way that, oh, you're not doing you any good. I'm talking about now we get more notebooks, now we get another one, and we monitor our personal growth, our real growth. And let me say this, if anybody takes what I say as a criticism or as a slight, I already know that that's on them too. Because whatever
right,
I
but
say
listen, the thing is that
it's coming from my heart. It's coming
right.
from my heart and it's
but
coming
fine.
With
the
my
thing
intention.
Is that there's different lessons that people go through in different stages. So I think that there's like sometimes like a little harshness with how your delivery is, and it's not right. It's not fair. I mean, I'm not taking it personally, but I'm saying like that is not even true.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So I have learned a lot, but now it's like, okay, now I'm taking it to the next level of like, okay, well, you see that this self-judgment has been coming up. You've been working on that. Now you're going to just work on being an acceptance no matter
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate
Well, you're absolutely
message.
Right, and I always appreciate talking to you, and I always appreciate you on the show. And one of the things, she was right about that. I am right in your face, strike right between the eyes, and not everybody can hear it, and not everybody can take it, and not everybody can really get my intentions, people, my intentions is always to share what I've learned. And it's not easy. It's really not easy looking in the mirror and making an honest assessment and being truthful with self. It's really not easy. But the issue is always, What are you going to gain from it? And if it's me, peace on earth is good enough. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 11. Actually, you know what? I don't know what time it's heard anymore. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning, Pacific Standard Time. Either it's at 7 o'clock in the morning or 11:30 in the morning. And my website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. My email is at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I'm trying to get off the phone now because I just totally forgot. It's Football Sunday! And Reality Spirituality is heard on, is you can find it on Facebook and go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. My book, the Reality Spirituality, The Importance of Happiness, no, it's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. At least that's what the universe has inspired me to say. Audience, just remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the satisfaction. It is about the present moment. Are you living in the past, the present, or the future? And I say, if you're talking about anything and not liking where you are right now, you're either living in the future, but you're not living in the present moment. And if you're not in the present moment, you're subtracting from your happiness. All that to say all of that. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Thank you for listening, and thank you for listening to all of the technical difficulties. Thank you, audience. Talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real.